amor.
Welcome back to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today, let's take a walk very carefully out to the goat pasture. No, this story isn't going to be about a weekend visit to the petting zoo either. Over this past weekend, though, fans of men's professional tennis observed one of the greatest individual efforts in recent history. In case you missed it, in the semifinals of the French Open, 34-year-old Novak Djokovic would rally to defeat his longtime rival Rafael Nadal. In Sunday's finale, the Joker would fall two sets behind to young Greek tennis star Stefano Tsitsipas and steadied himself and then rallied to win the final three sets to take his second French Open title. It was his 19th major championship in professional tennis. Some of this morning's sports headlines are now proclaiming Novak Djokovic to be the greatest men's tennis player of all time. Shouldn't his rivals Rafael Nadal or Roger Federer, both with 20 major championships in tennis, be a part of that big discussion? What about earlier tennis legends such as Pete Sampras or Sweden's Bjorn Borg? During those eras, each were very dominant players. By what measure do you today declare someone to be the greatest of all time? Or GOAT, as seems to be fashionable these days. Every year, there are more and more sports reporters inventing stories to say that this person or that team was the greatest of all time. A few athletes during my time had the audacity to proclaim it for themselves. Boxing's Muhammad Ali told everyone, "I am the greatest." And nearly 50 years have passed, and he might still be indeed the greatest heavyweight boxer ever. Fans of Rocky Marciano, Mike Tyson, or George Foreman may wish to enter that ring of discussion with you to talk about it. Professional wrestler Ric Flair is now 76 years old, but he claims to be the greatest wrestler of all time, too. And depending on your source and who you ask, including Flair himself, he's held no less than 16 and up to 25 World Heavyweight Championship belts. No matter how you count them and how rigged the events, that's a lot of bumps and bruises inflicted and received over his 40-year career. Woo! Wrestling fans of the legendary Bruno Sammartino, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, Randy Savage, and John Cena might want to disagree with your pick of Ric Flair, though. Their favorite wrestler was, to them, the greatest of all time. This greatest of all time discussion in any sport can generate any number of opinions. Golfer Jack Nicklaus still holds the record with 18 major golf championships during his brilliant career. Wouldn't it have been fun to see a match pitting Big Jack and Tiger Woods when both of them were in their prime? I'd love to see it. But while you're in the Wayback Machine, Bobby Jones and Arnold Palmer are knocking on the door. They'd like to join that group and play as a foursome with them. In today's NBA, there are some who make the case for LeBron James to be considered the greatest basketball player ever. And those who watched Michael Jordan in his prime would vigorously take exception to that notion. I remember how dominant Boston Celtics center Bill Russell was during the 1960s as his Celtics teams won 11 NBA championships. However, legendary centers such as Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain and George Mikan were much more talented on offense than Bill Russell was. Was there ever a greater college basketball player you can remember than LSU's Pistol Pete Maravich? In a record which remains over 50 years later, Pistol Pete averaged over 44 points per game during his college days. A few years later, though, UCLA's 7'2" center Lou Alcindor, who later changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, absolutely dominated college basketball during his time on the West Coast. The University of Houston's Elvin the Big E Hayes deserves a mention, too, as does North Carolina State's high-flying David Thompson. And anyone who watched Larry Bird at Indiana State or Magic Johnson at Michigan State playing college basketball might argue for them to be in the discussion of best college basketball player ever as they each changed the sport. Baseball's greatest of all time GOAT discussion is much more difficult to get a consensus. Since the sport has been played professionally for more than a century now, most historians will put Babe Ruth at or near the top of just about any baseball GOAT list. How do you ignore Braves legend Hammerin' Hank Aaron, though, whose 755 career home runs should still be the most ever, as I believe that home run stats from that steroid era should be deleted? Yeah! Yeah! Willie Mays of the Giants may have been the best overall athlete to ever play the game of baseball, but Ted Williams was possibly the best pure hitter in baseball history, too. And some guy named Cy Young was a pretty darn good pitcher during his day. For purely college football, did you ever see a more dominant running back than the University of Texas' Earl Campbell? Oh yeah, Herschel Walker of Georgia came along, and he was terrific, as was Auburn's Bo Jackson. He was known to run over a few defenders, too. Was there a more elusive runner you've ever seen than Barry Sanders of Oklahoma State? Jim Brown of Syracuse was simply dominant at running back. University of Florida quarterback Tim Tebow would just as soon run over you as he was to throw a touchdown pass in college. Navy's quarterback Roger Staubach and Stanford's John Elway were a joy to watch lining up behind center. And Jim Thorpe might have been the most dominant football player during his years in college. Turning to professional football, Tom Brady's record number of Super Bowl appearances, 10, and wins, 7, might never be broken anytime soon, if ever. And as great of a quarterback as Tom Brady has been in New England and now Tampa Bay, Chicago Bears fans might nominate running back Walter Payton for their GOAT, unless they decide to put hard-hitting linebacker Dick Butkus at the top. Green Bay and Philadelphia defensive lineman, the Minister of Defense Reggie White, should get some GOAT votes, as would Pittsburgh Steelers defensive tackle Mean Joe Green. San Francisco's defensive back Ronnie Lott hit receivers and running backs as hard as any defender in modern history, while his gifted wide receiver teammate Jerry Rice never seemed to drop a ball thrown his way during his incredible football career. Even the NFL's own list of the top 100 players of all time is going to need an adjustment soon as more time passes and the current generation of great players decide to retire. But that's what makes these GOAT discussions both interesting and futile. It's so difficult to compare athletes coming from different generations. For example, how would Texas running back Earl Campbell fare in today's NFL? But for that matter, how would New Orleans Saints' current running back Alvin Kamara have done playing NFL football back in the 1960s? Would soccer legend Pelé still be as dominant if he was playing in today's era? Would Boston Bruins hockey great Bobby Orr be just as good now as he was back in the 60s and 70s? By contrast, wouldn't it be fun to see 1860s golfing legend Old Tom Morris tee it up over 160 years later in July's British Open using today's modern golf clubs and golf balls?
Yes!
How interesting would it be to watch any current NBA team matched up against that bruising defensive team such as the 1980s Bad Boys of the Detroit Pistons? And likewise, wouldn't it be a lot of fun to see how Earl the Pearl Monroe and Walt Frazier and Willis Reed and that great 1970 New York Knickerbockers team would compete against a modern team such as the 2017 Golden State Warriors? You see what I mean? Creative video game developers have seized upon questions like this for years, and their companies have made a mint trying to satisfy consumer demand by inventing similar what-if scenarios for fans of almost every sport about athletes and teams from different eras. As for me, I prefer to simply take in the sights and marvel while watching a sport being dominated by one particular player or team. Those memories will continue to make for some mighty interesting discussions with family and friends over the years to come. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.